Well, his preparation for the Cowboys up against Manly will be watching the five Group 1s from Rosehill Gardens. And, oh, and doing a little bit of form for his Cowboys as well. Paul Green joins us, the coach of the Cowboys. G'day, Greeny.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Good, mate. Big day of racing, then the footy.
Yeah, that's right. So, I've got a actually, I'll be watching the races tonight too. I've got a runner at Moonee Valley. So,
Any leg up?
Bassett. I think it's race six, so I think it might be a chance. It's won its last start, so we'll see how it goes.
Good on you, mate. We'll give it a cheer. Geez, it's been coach killers. Your two games so far, Greeny. You've both gone to Golden Point, but you got the chocolates.
Mate, I'm used to it now. My blokes love a game like that. It's killing me, but really happy, obviously, to get the win. But, yeah, if I look at last year, we probably lost a couple of those games, those closer games. We had a couple of one-point games and a three-point game against the Sharks through the year, against good sides too. So really happy to get those wins against, Canberra and Brisbane, obviously quality, both quality teams. So, yeah, it was really good.
You've got a few out. Firstly, Lachlan Coote out, but Ponga gets an opportunity at one.
This is why we kept him. This is a great opportunity for him. He's playing in his preferred position. I was under a bit of pressure at the start to pick him on the wing, but I never felt that was warranted, and this is a perfect opportunity for him to come into a game.
Mate, any friction there? Because, you know, he signed with Newcastle, but your relationship with him is solid?
Oh, it's rock solid. He's a good kid. We had a good chat about a lot of the press that was happening when he did sign, and about people thinking we should release him and all that sort of stuff. But he's good. He understood where he was. He was happy where he was. I think he knows he's in a good environment to learn and develop. He just put his head down and said, I've got to play well in the 20s. Which, to be fair, his form probably wasn't as good as what everyone expected, but I know what he's capable of, and yeah, he's been great throughout the whole process.
And Matt Scott, mate, he's gone for the season?
Yeah, mate, he's out for the season, unfortunately. Obviously a terrible loss given how important he is to the team contract time, and for a number of reasons, being a World Cup here and all that, so he's really disappointed. But one thing about Matt is he's pretty tough, particularly mentally. So, he had the operation Wednesday. So, he'll have his head around doing his rehab and getting back to full fitness.
And Greeny, how does that affect, contract talks with Matt? You know, that puts him at a disadvantage quite clearly.
Yeah, it's not great timing from that point of view either. But we've sort of left that alone for now. The most important thing for Matt was to work out what was the best pathway in terms of surgery, recovery time, and then get that out of the way, and then, we'll pick up that other stuff when it's ready. So how it affects other clubs, I can't comment, but nothing's really changed from our point of view.
Mate, the Seagulls have struggled in the opening two rounds, and they've got injuries as well, but I'm sure you see them as a danger team.
Oh, definitely. Each loss means the team's closer to having a win, so they'll come up here desperate to play. They do have a couple of players out, but they've still got some quality in there. We'll have to play well given the players we've got out.
Yeah, well, you've got Taumalolo missing, Slats mentioned, Coote's out, Winterstein's out, and Scott's out. So, I mean, that brings you back to the field a bit.
Yeah, I think in that we've got pretty handy replacements in all those positions. Probably Matt Scott's the one that's probably hurt us a little bit. But in saying that, the guys that we've got underneath there are really quality young guys. They just probably don't have the experience, but it's a wonderful opportunity for those guys. You know, they know Matt's going to be out long term now, so they should be really fighting for that spot.
And just final one from me, mate. JT, obviously a massive season. He gets whacked throughout the season. Is there a thought to rest him occasionally?
Oh, yeah. Look, I'll look at trying to keep guys fresh any chance they get. There's also value in playing each week also. You keep your continuity, you keep your rhythm. But it comes back to how they are physically and mentally, more importantly. I think probably through that Origin period where I've got to look closely at it. We've only got one game without our Origin players this year, so that might be better for us coming through that period. And if I get an opportunity, I'll certainly look to rest him if I think he needs it.
Greeny, thanks so much for your time. Good luck against Manly. Play well.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning.
You too.
Well done, mate.
And good luck, mate. Race 6 tonight. Bassett, number 10 down there. It's the favourite for race 6 at Moonee Valley.
It's a favourite now, TK. He just tips everyone.
Sorry about that. 420, mate. That's still good.
Not too bad. Better than bank interest, they say.
Good luck, mate.
Cheers. Thanks, boys.
Paul Green.